Now let's come back to the United States, to Virginia, where state officials are struggling to get a handle on the problem of fraudulent locksmiths. Sandy Hausman of member station WVTF has this report.
Bill Roberts has been a locksmith serving small cities in central Virginia for 7 years.
I'm just going to pry your door open for a hair and then insert a rod gently into the car and pop the lock.
He says it's a good, steady business.
Yeah, if you don't mind working long hours and being on call 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, it makes it a little hard on family life at times, but yes, it's not a bad business to get into.
But 100 miles to the north, in a suburb of Washington, D.C., locksmith Mark Baldino is worried. From his office, he does a computer search for locksmiths in Reston, Virginia.
B is our red dot, but within a half a mile, you see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 other locksmiths. And if you scan out on the map, Naira, just a little bit further, you'll see about 10 locations, maybe 20.
The problem is that few of those listings are legitimate locksmiths. Most ring to an out-of-state call bank that quotes a low rate, then dispatches a con man who's not trained to pick locks. Joanne Grimes is a retired teacher who owns rental property in Alexandria, Virginia. Her tenants were told a service call would cost $185, but the bill came to $586.
You know, I can go to Home Depot and buy a lock and a door for $600.
Grimes contacted the Better Business Bureau, where President Edward Johnson has been trying for 5 years to get something done about phony locksmiths.
One of the larger ones that the BBB has identified is a company that poses as a local locksmith in cities across the country. And indeed, they advertise in the Yellow Pages using local phone numbers and fake local addresses. And a consumer might think they're dealing with a local locksmith, but the phone call is actually routed to a call center located in the Bronx of New York City.
But stopping these scammers has been difficult. Richmond locksmith Jeff Musser, who founded a company called 1-800-UNLOCKS, says consumers rarely dispute the bill.
They've got a kid to pick up from school. Their husband's at work. They've got to get that key made. When they give a credit card, sky's the limit with the credit card.
And his partner, Barry Wilson, says some victims are afraid to complain. He recently got a call from a woman who said she was overcharged and left with a broken lock.
Her door lock was drilled open, and she was pretty petrified. I tried to get her to talk to the investigator with the Department of Criminal Justice, and she just wouldn't. She just said, please come and fix it, and I'll pay you whatever. So I don't know if she was threatened.
Did she say whether they got any money from her?
Oh, yeah. He made her get it out of the debit machine that night.
In response to the situation, locksmiths have been joining a Texas-based trade group, the Associated Locksmiths of America. Their dues help pay for a series of public service announcements, something attorneys general have also tried.
Hello, I'm Macy Pridgen, Public Information Officer for the Virginia Beach Commonwealth Attorney's Office, warning citizens to beware of untrustworthy locksmith companies who are ripping off consumers across the country.
And the group hired a lobbyist to promote stricter laws. 15 states now regulate locksmiths, and a few have taken con artists to court. The locksmith scam has even caught the attention of the FBI, but so far the Bureau says it's not dangerous or costly enough to warrant a national investigation. For NPR News, I'm Sandy Hausman in Charlottesville, Virginia.